بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The biggest sin at this moment, at this time, is the sin of the eye. Whether it's old person, whether young person, everyone is caught up with the sin of the eye. It is so dangerous that once the eye sees something, and thereafter it goes into the heart, it becomes very difficult to come out. And man forgets everything. Whether the sin of the eye is so dangerous that once it picks up whatever, it gets stuck into the heart to that extent that it comes out very difficult to take it out. So that's why how important it is to control your eyes. That's why Allah says to pull him in Abuduna and Absorbing him. Keep your eyes gazed low, lower your gaze. All the time you will lower your gaze. Don't think that I look here, I can look there. Some people are under the impression that my heart is clean, I can look everywhere. That is the biggest mistake they make. They have a misunderstanding in this thing. That they're thinking this, but that, you know, as long as I'm not looking, my heart is clean, I can see it. Whereas, it is so dangerous that the moment you see something, it will affect you. I'm sad to say that today is the cell phone. I'm not going to go into details. No one is now sincere with a cell phone. No matter who it is. It is so dangerous that the moment you press the wrong button, you are gone. Thereafter it becomes more difficult. Whether it's a married woman, whether a married man, whether he's a pious man or a pious woman. Sorry to say, Shaitan is always there. So always be very careful to control your eyes. Be very careful to control your eyes. As long as you control your eyes, you will not have any problem at all. Like one person came to me and tells me that I don't have to control my eyes, I just control my heart. So I said, very good. Do that, and what happens thereafter? I said, then Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, lower your gaze, what's the meaning of that? Yes, only one thing is this much. I heard from Hazrat Muhammad Sula said, Rahmatullah. One is a person controls his eyes all the time, gaze out. And one is a doctor. One is a doctor. A doctor, when a patient comes, you can't close his eyes. You can't really close his eyes. That time he has to close his heart. That time he has to close his heart. The eyes of the heart must be closed. The eyes of the eyes are normally open. And how are you going to attend to the patient? Now that rule is only for a doctor. Not that you have to do it for everyone. Everyone, that means you go in a bazaar, your eyes are there, enjoy yourself the eyes. You go everywhere, you enjoy your eyes. No, when it comes to a special rule, the doctor, he attends to the patient, he has to. And this I heard from Hazrat myself. That doctor does not stay so long with the patient. You attend to the patient, khalas. And the more pious the doctor is, the better it is. So do not get the wrong impression that, you know, as long as my heart is clean, I can look around. It can never happen. It can never happen. So always control your eyes. The eyes control is from 24 hours. And when you're alone, no one is looking. You open the window, you see something. You open your phone, you see something. The eye control is every moment. You come out, you see something. You walk in the bazaar, you see something. You go everywhere, something. How much you must control your eyes? And the only way you can control your eyes is continuously making a lot of zikr of Allah. Whenever you are free, continue making zikr of Allah. Whatever zikr, if you are half in Quran, read a lot of Quran Sharif. You know, bazaar, you read a lot of Quran Sharif. If they tell you you're a madman, even if they say you're a madman, they told the Sahabas you're mad. So at least you're with the Sahabas. So if they tell you mad, the Sahaba will call mad there too. So what effect it takes place? As long as you make in the zikr of Allah, you make in the zikr. The more you make zikr of Allah Ta'ala, the more it becomes strong in your heart not to see the wrong. Not to see the wrong. However, Hazrat says, dil ki khatak mehman hai. Even dil ki khatak, there's a knock in your heart. You walk in the street. Now this subject is only for those people who make a zikr of Allah. I'm not talking of those people who are free. They won't do anything. They don't know importance at all. They're not concerned whether the eye is going there, anywhere, they're not concerned. This subject is only for those people who are going to, we want to go more close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taking the road to suluk. Zikr majhool hai unke liye to ye badi ne'mate hai. A person who is completely all the time in zikr of Allah ta'ala and try the devotee all to make zikr, this is a very great ne'mat. Why ne'mat? In this sense, that the moment he gets that knock in his heart, in case his eye will go somewhere, the knock comes, don't do it, immediately you must abide to it. Abide to it, don't do it, abide to it. The moment you abide to it, now you have respected that visitor that came from Allah. That knock that came, it came from Allah, no one else. No one else stopped beside Allah Ta'ala. So the moment you got the indication, looked at someone, or the moment you were getting angry with someone, he said, don't do it. The khatak came, the knock, don't do it. Put a full stop. Put a full stop. Don't go more than that. As you control your eyes, with your tongue also the same thing, the moment you want to get angry, don't do it. That is who is reminding you. But Quruni Adkur. You were making zikr of him, remembering, he's remembering you too. The time you want to say something to, don't do it. The moment you use a vulgar language to someone, you can see, but the moment he says it, don't do it. As he says, make ikram of it. Respect that little. That not make ikram of it. The moment you make ikram of it, he says, the moment you don't show any ikram to it, any respect to it, it won't come again. It what? The more you abide to it, remind you, don't do it, don't do it. Your mother is in front of you, your mother scolded you, the khatak, don't say anything. Don't say it. Don't say anything. No matter how much you say to her, don't say anything. That is a reminder from Allah. That person is very, very fortunate who gets that reminder all the time. And he abides to it, he follows it. Your own children too. Your own children do. Your son does something wrong. Your wife does something wrong too. And the moment you want to say something, the inside tells you, don't do it, don't do it. It's going to be difficult in the beginning, but as you do on and other level of health, remember, dua is something you will not leave. Dua is something you will not leave out at any time. You make dua out of that, oh Allah, help me. I need your help. If you don't help us, we can't. So every moment a person has to that it don't say. You're driving your car. You're driving while you drive, another person comes past you and he hooters to you too. That does it, do not do look at him. Don't look at him. What is the reminder that is reminding? This reminder is something which is a great ni'mat for the person who is making zikr of Allah. Allah says, the person who makes zikr of Allah. That means that the zikr that he makes. What is the benefit for the person who makes zikr so much, but when he faces with these sad situations, he cannot stop himself? What is the right thing? What benefit is it? In other words, this condition has come to you. And taqwa ke saath zikr mein mashghool hai, unke liye to ye badi ne'mat hai. A person who makes zikr with taqwa. Lot of people make zikr. But make zikr with taqwa. Taqwa means fear of Allah. Conscious of Allah. Taqwa means zikr with the conscious of Allah. Look here. Condition of the purpose of making zikr that you, condition will come into you that you will remember Allah Ta'ala constantly everywhere. It will become difficult for you to forget Allah Ta'ala. Unless you forget him, then he forgets you. But continuously remembering him, then he remember you too. Bari Dawat Ehyan is a very great visitor came. Inviting you is a very great visitor inviting you. Just imagine that. It means min janibillah bara mehman. In Janibillah, he is coming from Allah. Hazrat is trying to explain, it's coming from that. Remember, that person, the moment he gets this condition to look at a woman or look at anything in the wrong, in the corner, and that indication comes, no, not come, don't do it. You must be so happy to Allah, you remind him of the condition. In that Allah Ta'ala is with you, remind him of the condition. When even though you do a deal, a wrong deal, a haram deal, the person who tells you in the heart, don't do it, you must abide. Abide. Everything, every sin that you commit, the moment that indication comes in you, that not come, do not do it. No matter how weak you are, oh Allah, the things you don't follow. You must follow it, do not abide to the knock. Abide to, don't do it, don't go near it. Agar unka khati tawaz nahi kahi gaye, to ye kikhe ban ho jaye. This part I was going to say. When the knock comes to you all the time, and the knock, you do not abide to the knock, then say, Assalamu alaikum, I can go away now. Then you can do whatever you want to. I'm reminding you all the time, do not do that thing, all kind of knock and say, don't do that thing, don't do that thing, don't do that thing. And that knock will not change any importance to it. Gradually it leaves you. Gradually it leaves you. And natija ye hoga, aage chalkar deen ka andar bhi, that after the outcome will be in your deen, there will be so much of weakness coming. You find so many people, you know, they should miss tahajjud namaz. So much tahajjud namaz they should. You find people should so much Quran. You find they within so much namaz, everything is so punctual. All of a sudden, they forgot everything. They forget to read the zikr of Allah. They will forget to read the Quran. Didn't they think for a moment, did Allah, I forgot Allah, Allah forgot me. Allah forget me because I forget. Because when the time came, read your Quran. The time came, you every day you waking up, tahajjud namaz. Every day it was remind you, wake up, you're waking up. Who's waking you up? Who's waking you up? You are waking up, he's waking you up. Are wake up, utho. Mahajan said, are utho, utho. You know when a person's eyes open for tahajjud, his eyes open. No matter how much you want to feel lazy, I only remember this, are utho, wake up. Allah tell you, wake up, I'm waking up. Everyone is sleeping, I'm waking you up. I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you. Everyone is sleeping, let them sleep, but you and I are talking. How fortunate that person is when he wakes up at dark, with everything is sukoon, peace of mind, and everything is so calm. You are there with him, he's talking to you. So fortunately that person, he has this condition, the reminder comes. But when you forget the reminder, then he forgets it. This is our condition today. For a few days we do it and we leave it out. The moment we leave it out, this is what happens to us. We lose out everything. And kamzori pun kamzori, Islam ke andar, amal ke andar, hoti chali jayegi. Islam ke andar, amal ke andar. Do not look at the woman. Do not look at it. Do not look at the woman. Do not look at it. Do not look at that in a cell phone. Do not look at that. You know that. You know, shaitan works in different ways. Shaitan said, name one, look one time only, and then make toba. Don't ever do that. The moment shaitan tells number one time only do. Like a person, if he's got a habit of fornicating, habit of gambling, he's got a habit of drugs. He says, you know, I'm keeping it up now, I'm not going near that at all. MashaAllah, we encourage him. But I tell him every time, remember, shaitan is always there. Shaitan, he tells you, no man, one time commit zina. After that, no man, make toba. The moment you do that, there's a beginning to another sin. There is no end to it. So shaitan in different ways will tell you to do this. You will not follow it. You've got a gambling habit. You gave it up. And all of us say, one time only, I'm going to do no more than that. That's the first time. It's not one time, the first time. And that will start again. So do not get caught up with that. The whip of the shaitan, he tell you to do this thing. So every time you, so no, I'll start namaz tomorrow. I'll start tomorrow, never comes. Everything will be done. Kamzori par kamzori, Islam or amal ke andar hoti chale jayegi. In Islam, in your amal, your actions, everything. What you like a person, all the years you're making tahajjud, all of a sudden he forgot Allah. Every day of his life you're making tahajjud namaz, and all of a sudden he left it out. What Allah Ta'ala said. What kind of relation you got with me? I became so close to you, you became so close to me. All of a sudden you left me and gone. Where are you? और ये भी लिखा हुआ है कि बाज वक्त उन अलदा पर अमल न करने पर आखिर का चाहे नुकसान न हो. इज इट दिस पॉइंट टू दैट ऑल्दो यू बाय मिसिंग आउट दिस तहज्जुद एंड ऑल यू मे नॉट गेट एनी हार्म इन द हियर आफ्टर बट देयर विल बी हार्म इन दिस वर्ल्ड. यू सी द हार्म इन दिस वर्ल्ड, यू सी द हार्म. इसलिए कि आखिर का नुकसान तो मासियत पर है. एनी हार्म टू द आखिर टू द हियर आफ्टर योर सिंस. सो इफ यू मिस आउट ऑन तहज्जुद नमाज नो सिन. But remember one thing, that if you do this thing here, in the dunya you get nuksan. Dunya will nuksan. One buzruk, you know. That Mahazad was telling us. He heard one buzruk came on his town, so he said, let me go meet him. He told him, you've got to knock down with him. You've got to knock down with him. So he said, no, this is the thought came, let me move. He woke up again. The knock said, don't go. He said, don't go. That knock, that is. Third time, he said, he went, he fell down, he got hurt. He didn't go there, but he got hurt. And thereafter, he came to realize that that person was an innovator. He was not a person at all. So when from Allah Ta'ala, when Allah Ta'ala gives some indication, knock in your heart, that do not do this, try to abide to it. Because you must know that person is very fortunate who making zikr of Allah Ta'ala, remembering Allah Ta'ala all the time, and we get this kind of invitations coming to him, then you must follow them, accept it. By accepting him, then you see how much he progress. But if you do not accept it, then automatically a time will come where he will lose out everything, what the good that he is doing too, then that will also be left out too. Likewise, Hazrat, you know, had in habit. Hazrat, he always, from the time he was born, very, very young, he should be tahajjud namaz. Hazrat, very young. One day, what happened? That it came in his heart that, you know, I'm performing this Isha namaz, 4 rakat Isha namaz. You know, we have been told that in Isha, before the witr, read the 4 rakat salat al layl. That if Allah forbid, you did not wake up, your eyes did not open, at least you still got sawab of that. Tahajjud namaz. One day Hazrat said, you know, that you know, this thing came, that I'm doing this ibadah for so long. Now, if I miss out the 4 rakat, it's okay. He thought like that. And because he was really weak, Hazrat was weak, so time to not do it. But what he did, he still read the 4 rakat. He still read. Not that he left out the 4 rakat. He read the 4 rakat namaz. After he read the 4 rakat namaz, it so happened, janab kya baat hogi us din raat ko aankh lag gayi. It so happened that night he read the 4 rakat namaz, and that night when he did not wake up at all, his eyes not open. Mumkin hai ke ghadi something went wrong. Aankh na khuli aur tahajjud ka waqt nikal gaya. The time of Hazrat went away. But Hazrat read the 4 rakat namaz, which he thought for a moment, I was reading for so long. And he had in mind to leave it out. But he still read it. Allah Ta'ala showed him. You see, when you become close to Allah, Allah reminds you very quickly. The more you're closer to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala reminds you very quickly. So Allah Ta'ala showed him. So listen, you did all the time that ibadah that was, you still will not need it. Have you left it? You have left it completely. Like certain people, you know, when they read that Salat al-Layl, which is a very good thing to read before with that, and somehow they do not wake up with Tahajjud, somehow they make arrangements. Remember, do not go to sleep late and expect to wake up with Tahajjud. Mahazad always say, you sleep late and to wake up, you cannot wake up. You have to prepare yourself. You sleep well, early, you can wake up with Tahajjud. And then when you wake up at tahajjud namaz, so certain people like this, they may not wake up at tahajjud. But now they get so hurt to that extent. They will not get hurt that much too, because alhamdulillah, at least Allah has left the leg. Allah has accepted me. So this majlis to show you this majlis, not get too so, this, you know, completely down, I do not wake up at tahajjud namaz. As long as you that, salat al leg. So as they say, تو تعلق کی بات تھی نکل گیا تو اللہ تعالیٰ سمجھا دے کہ باتوں کو جلدی سمجھا دیتے Some people let us mind very quickly. So what's the meaning of taluk ki baat hai? Agar samajh jaye ki haan taluk hai, kyunki apno hi kya kaha jata hai. Who you are close to, remind you very quickly. The more you close to Allah Ta'ala, remind you very quickly. Those who are not close to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala don't even worry about them. But the moment you close, you get into everything. One small thing you do too, when you told yourself that you are in a special line, in a special name. One is an arm, one is heart, and special, and I want to become a special people. So if you want to become special people, then this is our attitude. Every small thing, with others will tell you small, but my eye is very big. Why did you commit this sin? For what did you commit this? Others commit a very big sin too, that is between them and Allah Ta'ala. But you, saying that, oh Allah, I am a special person, they are to commit a sin, you're not supposed to commit any kind of sin at all. So very quickly Allah Ta'ala takes you to task. So I'm loving many of Allah Ta'ala. They tell you some of them. Tell you some of them. In other words, very quickly he says, so yes, yeah, Ta'ala. That is what you need to do. Isha ke waqt, parne ke zayibhi hai. This was the thing. I'm born weak now. One other thing, Isha ke. In other words, do not leave it out. Always make it. You know, Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, you know his incident that, you know, says that one tahajjud namaz lost out. Aankh khuli, tahajjud qada ho gayi, to aap tamam din rote hain. Listen to this very carefully. He must have one tahajjud namaz. Whole day he was crying. You and I miss one takbir ula, we won't cry. Takbir ula is so great, everything, you know, I've mentioned it so many times, takbir ula, if you only know what is takbir ula, you'll be the first one to come to the masjid and last to go. We won't even cry days upon days. Few days you get that joy and cry, and after you forgot about it too. This is when tahajjud namaz, how much of importance it should be for the first namaz then. They won't use out one takbir ula. And we are missing our takbirullah. We are busy in the world. Who is giving you the money? Who is giving you barakat? Who is giving you everything? Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is giving you. This is how you thank Him. You know, He's supposed to be when Adhan takes place. Adhan takes place. The way you must be that you don't know what is happening. Close. My heart is on Allah. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala to say when Adhan to take place, Nabi Karim Shaman, the way he should do like he does not know us anymore. I'm going for a very big ibadah. I'm going. That's how he taught us. And here we are like this, that we must have takbir ula. We feel nothing about it. They were a friend of mine. They are a friend of mine. Purana. I must have a lot of takbir ula. I tell him, what's wrong with you? Why are you missing takbir ula? So I tell him, you know what? You don't come to meet me, you don't miss takbir ula. Don't come to meet me, I don't see you. And you come every day to see me. Now when a person comes every day to see you, well, that is a real punishment for him. Alhamdulillah, the Father Allah Ta'ala, Mahaziz Dua, from that day after, he did not miss one takbir ula. So what is it? Then he says, no, it's a real, you know, stress. Wow, Shabbat. Allah ibadat is stress. He used the word stress. Well, what kind of stress is that now? That is called sukoon, not stress. But Alhamdulillah, the outcome of it was this, that very quickly thereafter, he did not miss one takbir ula. So everyone who had that, you must have that. So, Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, he missed one tahajjud namaz, he cried the whole day. He cried, the halwuk, the love. If you have the love for Allah, then one mistake you make too, that is too much. That one wuzu for 1 minute, he forgot Allah that day, he forgot what was happening. Why did I forget Allah? I mustn't forget Allah for 1 second too. In other words, every moment I must be true. So this is what happened, that you know, he misses tahajjud namaz, to koi taluk hi nahi. Kyunki har tarah se taluk ki barabar to koi taluk hi nahi. There's no relationship like the relationship of Allah. You cannot take relation of the world like the relationship of Allah. Everyone, your wife, your children, no one is important to Allah. So, agar muhabbat ka taluk kisi makhluk ke saath hi ho jaye, to usse poocho kya hota hai. Hazrat is saying that if you got taluk, you got relation with a woman, someone who is very close, or not deep alone, from any friend of yours, and you become very close to him, and when he leaves you, what happens to you? Although he's not my friends today, there's no friends today. I'm rather telling that. But if someone is very close to you, close, and thereafter some time he leaves, what happens to you? So that's how when you got love for Allah Ta'ala, the relation with Allah Ta'ala is so strong, can you leave him? How is it possible to leave him? We have to say that 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 we have to say that. But there is وہ تو اعتراض نہیں کرتے. تو دس واٹ ہیپن آفٹر دیٹ. اس لیے آپ کا اندازہ اس سے ویری کلیئرلی ریمبر دے آپ محمد رضی اللہ تعالیٰ کرائڈ دا ہول ڈے اینڈ دا نیکسٹ ڈے وین ہی وینٹ ٹو سلیپ ہو کین یو تھنک ہو یو تھنک کین ورک ہیم اپ شیطان شیطان کین ورک دیٹ وائی شیطان ریمبر شیطان ول نیور ڈو اینی گڈ فور یو بیکاز سم آف دی سلیپس ہی ول نیور ڈو اینی گڈ فور یو. You think he's shaitan being good for you? He doesn't do for you. He said, what? He woke him up. He said, who are you? He said, I'm shaitan. How come you can wake me up? You came to wake me up. Is for shaitan ne kaha ke wo mujhse galti ho gayi thi. I made a mistake yesterday not to wake you up. I made a mistake yesterday not to get you up. Just imagine what a big mistake he made. Why he made a mistake? میں نے آپ کو صلاح دیا تھا, مجھے یہ خبر تھی کہ آپ کو اپنے خالق سے ایسی محبت ہے. آئی مین یو اوور سلیپ آئی ڈی ناٹ نو یور ریلیشن ود اللہ سو اسٹرانگ یور ریلیشن ود اللہ آئی ڈی ناٹ نو کہ تم تمام دن روئے تھے آپ کے ایک ایک آنسو آپ کا اتنا قیمتی ہوگا. ایوری نو ڈراپ آف یور ٹیئرز واز سو فریش ان آئیز اللہ تعالیٰ اللہ اپریشیٹ یو سو مچ. Are they, what you talking? One tear for him will take out. You say, well, that their body will become haram for it to go to Jahannam. If you only cry for him, you cry for the world, you cry for your father, you cry for your mother, cry for him. Take out the tear for him, you see what happens. That I miss my namaz today, I must cry. I miss my first namaz, I cry. Where they cry today? We don't even, when we miss one first namaz or we miss one takbir ula to, my dear friend, we still eat the food the same place. Oh, great. That tear that came out was shaitan put him. Shaitan said, your tear was so, so precious in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala that we came even more closer to Allah Ta'ala. You left out that tahajjud namaz that you became more dear and closer to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. What does you want more than that? Ek din aansu ka roz. قرب الہی حاضر کر لیں. اس لیے آپ کو جگا رہا ہوں کہ آپ اپنے وقت پر تہجد پڑھیں. آئی ڈونٹ وانٹ ٹو گیو ایکسٹرا ثواب. آئی ڈونٹ ایون گیٹ مور ہائر سٹیٹس. دیٹس وائی شیطان نیور سٹاپ دا پرسن ناٹ ان نماز بٹ جسٹ ڈیلے ان نماز. سم ہاؤ آئی مسٹ ٹیل ہیم دیٹ ہی مسٹ ڈو ڈیلے ہز نماز, دیٹ ہز ڈیلے ہز ریوارڈ مسٹ گیٹ لیس. ناٹ وی نو دس پرسن وانٹ مس نماز, ہی ول ریڈ نماز. Now how to stop him? He cannot stop him. So what he'll do? He'll tell him, Mr. Takbir Ola. He'll tell him, go late mass, go up. And you become victim of him. And there's no regrets. But he is happy. Shaitan is happy that he's taken you for. So Hazrat says, then he can never be your friend. He can never be your friend. So all we are to run about Tarakya Darjah again, because it was very frightened that if I do not wake you up this tonight now, there'll be something else. There'll be something else. It reminded me of an incident of a boy. When a young boy is pious, is something else. Because you must know he has the means of doing all the wrong, and Allah Ta'ala protects him, and he becomes pious. Then there's no shame without shame to Allah. Allah gives it. When he's pious, when he keeps away from all kinds of sins, he's got the strength to commit this sin, he's got the strength to look at the wrongs, he's got the strength to look at the phone, everything, he does not look at it. He's got the strength to look at everything, got wealth, everything got God's sin. He does not do it. That boy is a very, very fortunate man. So there was a young boy, you know, he's going to the masjid. While going to the masjid, it was very heavy rain. He's just going to the mosque, just before he went to the mosque, he fell down. So he went back home. Now you and I, we fell down, clothes in dirty, I won't go back to the mosque. He went home, he changed. He said, love is something else, man. You know when love pulls you somewhere, then no one can pull you. The love you must have that will pull you, the night is the sleep goes to one side. He went, he put the new clothes on, he went back. And again he went down. He fell down again. When he fell down again, oh, now you see now, he went back home. Now we went back home, and now he was coming back to the masjid again. He was about to fall, someone held him. He said, what is this now? He said, where are you going? He said, I'm going to the masjid. Come, I'm taking you. They went together to the masjid. Thanked him, you know, at least saved me, helped me. She says, into the masjid. So he says, you also come to the masjid? He says, no, I can't come. He says, why? He says, I'm shaitan. You shaitan and you help me? He says, yes, I help you. He says, why? The first time when you listen to this, it can bring inspiration in your life to go to the masjid and be punctual at the punctuality. He said, the first time you fell down and you went home and you came in back to the masjid, Allah forgive all your sins. Allah Ta'ala forgive all your sins. The second time you come in, it so happened that you came again after that. Allah Ta'ala forgive the sins of the president, all of us, your neighbors, everyone. That area, Allah forgive all your sins. Now about what is shaitan saying? If I allow him to fall now, he says, but why the third time? He said, I was scared. If this time you fall, it mustn't be Allah forgive the whole sins of the people. You understood? This is how Allah is with the person who will love for him. What Allah won't do for you. We turn you to Allah. Allah will not turn to us. So just imagine this. The Hajjud Namaz. He missed it. And how much he cried for it. I'm not saying make your Hajjud Namaz. At least make your five-time Namaz. Make your five-time Namaz. Alhamdulillah, for the topic of making the Hajjud Namaz. Make your Hajjud Namaz of Takbir Ula. Appreciate it. Every moment you go to the masjid, you must think, I'm going to meet Allah Ta'ala. If a person only got this one thing, that I'm going to meet Allah Ta'ala. I promise you all, you know, he has nothing else in mind. His eyes won't see the wrong things. His ears will not hear the right wrong things. His heart will not think the wrong things. He's, I'm going to meet Allah Ta'ala. Now, it's obvious that the person goes back in heart, I'm going to meet Allah Ta'ala. He'll be so much of respect. So much of respect that I mustn't do anything wrong. That I come to the masjid, that Allah Ta'ala turn on. Allah Ta'ala. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah says, when a person comes to the masjid, he must think like he's like a beggar, a slave. And he's now coming to the court of Allah. Now a person stands in the court of Allah because the day of time in the court of Allah, Allah must save us from that. But then he says, kitab Allah from Jannah. But just to tell you, brother, the way when you come to the masjid, you're not supposed to talk to your friends. You must think now you're in the court of Allah and you're alone there and you're talking to Allah. So you have that kind of condition, then you see what Ramadan did. What respect you get. Shaitan Fazal Tarabki Tarajan. This is what I was trying to say, that as far as possible, no matter what happens, you get that knot in your heart, don't do it. Follow it. Because the more you follow it, it becomes stronger and stronger. But the moment you don't show disrespect to it, to turn away from it, gradually turn away from you too, and you become weaker and weaker. Allah Almighty, Father.